Hey, thanks for watching another video about the frequently asked questions that I have gotten over the years. I'm going to deal with one today that is related to our business. The question is exactly, what do you like most about your land business? It's a good question. It's a cool question. There's always a lot of things about something you really love to do, and I had to give it a little bit of thought so I could give, I guess, the best answer to it. And it's something that's really, it's not going to make a lot of sense unless you've done it. You know, I love being on property, and keep in mind, when I'm on a piece of property as a real estate agent, a broker, you know, I'm usually not in a house. Never in a house, as a matter of fact. I'm on farmland, timberland. I'm on stuff out in the middle of nowhere. Sometimes I'm on just a track down a highway that's real easy to get to. You've driven by 1,000 times. So I like being on the property. Now, don't take that to mean that I enjoy being one with nature and the kumbaya feel-good nature experience of it all. That's not it at all. Even though sometimes there are certain places, there are certain pieces of property, certain times of the day, maybe when you're on them, that you stop and you do truly go, wow, you know, creation is a magnificent thing. And I'm just a tiny little micro speck in the universe, you know, compared to what's around me. And sometimes you have those moments, but that's not what I'm talking about. Most of the time when I'm working on a piece of property, or one of my guys, you know, we're tearing a place apart. That's my language, and a lot of my guys have picked that up to mean that we're really, you know, we're walking the property, we're understanding all of the nooks and crannies, all the good, the bad, the ugly, all the positives and negatives. We're really trying to understand it to get a good picture of that place so that we can then paint that picture to other people and communicate it in our listing information you read on the internet, in the photos and video and stuff we take. We're trying to understand it so that we can communicate it. Because unlike a house that you can just walk through in 3 minutes and see every room, see the color of the paint on every wall, and see every little detail about a house, you can't do that on a piece of property. It's hard to get your mind around, you know, when you're on a 600 acre track and you're riding down a road on one side of it, or you're walking a trail through the middle, or you're riding a four wheeler across here, you're not seeing all of it at one time. You're not getting a big understanding of it. You're seeing a tiny little piece of it, and you really got to tear a place apart to really understand what that track is about. Understand all the timber species, understand the wildlife potential, understand the drainage, understand, you know, high ground and where it's going to flood, and understand the access, and understand just 100 little things, and pulling all that together so that you can go, you know, I got this track. I understand it. I understand its character. You know, I've said it a lot of times, that a piece of ground is like a fingerprint. There just really aren't two the same. Drive me through a neighborhood somewhere in your city and show me houses, and you've seen one, you've seen them all, so to speak. Not putting that down. Heck, I live in a house. You know, we all do. But they are what they are. I can take you to 20 acres here and 40 acres there and 20 acres here and 40 acres there, and they're just so unique, so different. Every one of them, again, like fingerprints, so different. And I like discovering those differences so that I understand it and feel it, and so that I can then communicate it. I've often said that I like to get a piece of ground under my boots. And the best guys that I work with, they have that same type of thing. If they can walk on a piece of ground and just get it under their boots, so to speak, they can get a quick feel for what kind of track it is, how it's going to shape up, how it's going to work for timber, how it's going to work if you do dirt work to, you know, to build up a road. They can just get a good sense of a place by getting around and stomping around on it. And that's not like walking through a state park or standing on a mountain vista looking out over a valley, you know, and going, ooh, this is how wonderful nature is. No, sometimes you're going through pine thickets and briars, and, you know, you're getting, you know, eat up with red bugs. You're getting poison ivy. I keep poison ivy and red bugs all through the late spring, all the way to early fall. It's just part of what we do. It's hard, exhausting work. And it gets to be, you know, July and August here in the South, and you're doing all that when it's, you know, 98 degrees and, you know, 75% humidity, and you're a mile and a half from the truck. It's not all about, you know, how wonderful it is in nature. No, you got to love it then, or you won't be able to make it. And that's why we're good at what we do. We can fight through those tough times. When your average real estate agent, they're not going to get off the road, let alone go slog through what we have to slog through to tear a track apart. That's what I like to do. That's the best part of this business to me, is being by myself on a piece of property, working, sweating, getting tore up by vines and briars and slogging through mud and crossing creeks, you know, this deep in water, and getting back to the truck soaking wet. That's all hard work, but I do it because I like learning and understanding and getting the character of a place, so that when I sit down in front of a computer and pull those pictures and video together and write that description, it's not going to be filled with fluff about beautiful and gorgeous and must see today. I don't do that, but I can tell the story about a track and tell you all the good, the bad, and the ugly, and paint a picture so that you can go, yeah, I want to see that, or no, that one's not going to meet my needs. I can give you enough information so that you can make those distinctions as you're searching through hundreds of property over the internet or on your phone or however you go about doing it. So that's the cool thing to me, tearing a place apart. And there are times when you're standing out there and you're by yourself and you're on the riverbank of a Mississippi track and the Mississippi River is roaring by, and you look at it and you see how strong and how overwhelming it is, and it just rolls by, and you think of all the history that's associated with that river and all the things, the stories it could tell you if it could talk. And you stand there and you realize you're a tiny little speck. And if you fell off in it, nobody would ever find you again until you washed up on a, you know, somewhere down, you know, 100 miles away if you didn't get swallowed by a giant catfish. I don't know. But you realize how insignificant you are, how powerful nature is, how great our God is that put all this together for us somehow and makes it all work. And at those times, you get those deep sentimental romantic feelings about nature, but that's rare. Usually it's hard work getting to that spot, and you're out of breath and you're wishing you'd have brought some water, and you wish it wasn't 2 miles back to the truck. But there are times you look at a sunset, you look at the sky, you a little drizzle of rain, the mist early in the morning, standing by a roaring river, and you go, gosh, this is so much better than that 3-2 on Elm Street, you know. So that is what I like about the land business. Thanks for watching our videos. Appreciate if you would subscribe, buttons somewhere up here and comments down there, however you do it. Thanks for helping us grow, being a part of what we do. And come back for another frequently asked question. I think I've got about 8, 9, 10 more. So we'll be back. Bye.